This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Ken Camorni. Ken is the Chief Pharmacy Officer at Moffitt Cancer Center. Moffitt Cancer is a great institution, great reputation. Probably as important as anything is pharmacy and oncology and so forth. We'll talk to Ken today about his role at Moffitt, some of the points of pride in Moffitt Cancer Center, and also about sort of oncology and pharmaceuticals and big priorities for Ken there. Ken, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Yes, of course. Thanks, Scott. Thanks for this invitation today. As Scott said, my name is Ken Camorni. I'm the Chief Pharmacy Officer at Moffitt Cancer Center. I've been here about 2 years now and totally enjoying the role. It's an incredible institution, as Scott had said, you know, just our contribution to the prevention and cure of cancer, I think, is what I'm most proud of. But
take a moment. Tell us a little bit about Moffitt Cancer Center. It's got a magnificent reputation. Talk a bit about Moffitt Cancer Center, a couple points prior to that. Then I want to talk to you about oncology and Chief Pharmacy Officer role.
Sure. So Moffitt Cancer Center is per the U.S. World News reports, ranked number 11 at this last year for cancer care, tops in Florida and in the southeast area of the United States. We are Florida's only NCI comprehensive cancer center, and you know, we provide comprehensive cancer care for people in the Tampa and Greater Tampa area, as well as the state of Florida, across the country, and internationally as well. It's just, as I said, it's just a fantastic organization. I kind of mentioned a little bit before of contributing to the prevention and cure of cancer. That's actually our mission statement. And I think as being here now for the last 2 years, it's so evident as you walk the halls, as you meet in the conference rooms, or now it's per Zoom, but you can, it's palpable. The dedication of the staff and the providers, researchers, administrators, everyone, honestly, in the pursuit of curing cancer, and I think that's something that I'm super proud of working here at Moffitt Cancer Center.
So magnificent, and I don't think people realize. I know it's always got a magnificent reputation. Didn't realize 10th, 11th in U.S. News World Report is ranked as a cancer center. So magnificent, magnificent place. Talk for a moment about the, pharmaceuticals and oncology. Certainly so many changes in immunotherapy, chemotherapy, vaccines. What are some of the things you're seeing in oncology in the pharmaceutical area and how that impacts your role?
Yeah, I think, Scott, it's a great point. Chemotherapy and broader cancer therapies are revolutionizing the care of patients with cancer and contributing to those positive outcomes. And I think Moffitt is right at the center of that. Again, being an NCI Comprehensive Cancer Center, research is extremely important to us. As you look at new classes of drugs that have arrived to the market over the past few years, such as the checkpoint inhibitors, those are drugs that have been studied here at Moffitt Cancer Center. And when you look at some of the outcomes that we're achieving with these agnostic immunotherapies, it's again revolutionizing different types of cancer. Cancers that otherwise would have been a death sentence and extremely high mortality within 3 years are now, those patients are now having hope. Along with some of the other therapies that that have been brought forth that we've contributed from a research standpoint, a lot of the CAR T therapy that's out there right now, and associated therapies, that has been central to our mission as well, and bringing those types of therapies to market, which again are impacting. What's so exciting about this is that through that research, we're impacting people that are enrolled on those studies. as those drugs and therapies get approved, we're then impacting, our patients from a clinical perspective, but it's also impacting patients, across the state, across the country, and across the globe, and that these therapies now are available, and a lot of the research that we did helped contribute to that. And I think that's why it's so exciting in this realm of chemotherapy and oncology treatments.
And so, Ken, Moffitt's both a research institution, is on the cutting edge of this, the cutting edge of clinical trials. As chief pharmacy officer, what role does one have in trying to determine, what pharmaceuticals are going to be used, or is that an oncology group committee? How do you guys decide what you're going to use there on patients? Who makes those assessments? And then is your job procuring that and doing that at the right cost? What's the mix of roles? I mean, because in cancer treatment, probably pharmaceuticals are, right at the very top of the most important parts of treatment today. There's still surgery, there's still radiation, but so much is through immunotherapies and, increasingly through vaccines and still chemo. What's the role of the chief pharmacy officer in sorting all that out and procuring it at a place like Moffitt?
Yeah, so it's Scott. It's a multidisciplinary approach that we take to cancer care here, where there are lots of different groups that are involved in that decision making and kind of determination of best practices. We have a very robust department that works on clinical pathways and order sets, which bring out the newest NCCN recommendations and other recommendations for really providing the best and latest therapies. And, there are pharmacists that are involved in those work groups that design those clinical pathways and those order sets, not exclusively, but again, pharmacy is part of that discussion. And so I think that drives a lot of the overall movement of therapy for patients. Now, when you get to the bedside and you're dealing with, actual patients that are being treated, pharmacists are right there with the providers as well, providing insight into the different drugs and side effects and, if there needs to be dosing adjustments for renal function or other, other things that need to be addressed. The pharmacist is right there. And what I can say about Moffitt Cancer Center is that the providers and the team, they really embrace that diversity of the team, of having inclusion of all different types of disciplines and bringing their expertise into that decision making. So, I think we're part of that group, but it is certainly a larger group that is driving those decision making processes.
Thank you. I know really well put. What about the mix of, are there generics in oncology treatment? What's the ability to sort of try and contain cost, particularly with brand new therapies, brand new drugs? Is part of the role trying to figure out how do you rationalize cost and manage a budget in a place where things are very expensive in the oncology field?
Yeah, of course. So there are generics, and I think what we see is that the growth of generic drugs continues to flourish. And so as drugs come off patent, we're able to switch over to that generic version. I think a subset within there or something related to that would be a new class of drugs, which has been deemed by the FDA as a biosimilar medication. And so it's not a generic per se, but it is a version of the reference product that is manufactured by another company. And so we have embraced that as well as we've gone forward over the last couple years. It's something that we've really had uptake on is the use of biosimilars. Of course, that gets vetted through our Pharmacy and Therapeutics Committee, and the Medical Executive Committee approves all of those decisions and signs off on all of those decisions. But that has been an opportunity for which we've been able to curtail some of those costs, if you will, with the competition of the biosimilar medications.
Thank you. And when you look at the future of oncology care, and again, tell me what you think here. What are you most excited about? What are the developments that you see that you're most excited about, most enthused about? What wakes you up in the morning and says, God, we're really making progress here. This is great. Where are you most excited?
As I mentioned before, I think some of the CAR-T therapies that are coming out now, where we're we're looking at taking, you know, blood cells, taking cells within the human body and reprogramming those cells to attack the cancer. I think is a very exciting area. You certainly see side effects with those therapies, but those side effects are different than some of the side effects we've seen in the past with some of the treatments and chemotherapies and whatnot. So I think that's one area. I think the second area I'd like to highlight is the role for oral anti-cancer therapies. That continues to evolve as you look at some of the data of, you know, new drugs that are coming out that are oral relative to IV. You know, it's substantial. It's substantially higher. And you know, so we have our specialty pharmacy here, and we are, you know, we're growing that. We're in the process of maturing that to get to a point that we can, you know, be on that edge as oral chemo continues to be, continues to play a larger role in the treatment of cancer patients. We want to be here to be able to serve those patients and serve them with that same high level of quality that that we've come to expect with Moffitt Cancer Center. We want those pharmacy services to be equivalent to that high bar that is set by Moffitt Cancer Center.
Ken, it's magnificent what you're doing. I've watched closely the developments in oncology care. Simply magnificent what's going on in the pharmaceutical and oncology care area. I want to thank you for taking the time to join us today on Becker's Healthcare Podcast. A pleasure to visit with you. Thank you very much.
Yes, you're welcome. Thanks, Scott.